Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet. Me'ein hayu ma'idim. So we know that the members of the Sanhedrin would come down and they would measure the body between the cities, and the city who was closer had to do the egla rufa. So from the part, which part of the body did they start measuring from? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, mitiburoi, from the navel, person's navel. The reason being that the innards around the navel, the digestive system, and all of the organs in that area are sort of the main vitality of a person. So therefore, we start measuring from there. Rabbi Kiva says, mei chotmai, from his nose, because as we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu blew the breath of spirit of life into Adam Rishon, into his nose. The nose is sort of where the preponderance of life is through breathing. So therefore, we measure from the nose. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Aimem, Mimkoyim Shenasa Chalol, from the place where he was made into a corpse. And that usually means mitzavareis. Usually, striking someone in the neck is the easiest way to make someone a corpse. So therefore, we start from there. And the halacha actually follows Rabbi Akiva in this regard. Perek Tes, Mishnah Hey. Niftru Ziknei Yerushalayim V'Hochulahem. So after the members of the Sanhedrin measured, they went on their way, and the city who was the quote-unquote winner, closest to the body, had to do the Egla Rufa. So Zikni Aysair, so then the elders of that city that was closest, they did the Egla Rufa ceremony. What did they do? Mivi and Eglas Bakar, they had to bring a female calf, Ashalei Ubad Ba, which was never worked, Ashalei Mashcha Ba'al, and never had a yoke put upon it. So it couldn't have been, it had to be a calf that never did any work, nor did it have any yoke put upon its neck. However, ve'ein hamum paisel ba, unlike other karbanis that we know, kachim, including the paraduma, could not have a mum. For the egla sarufa, the egla rufa, it was allowed to have a mum. So even though a mum, it would have had something that normally posited for a karban, just having a mum is not enough to posilate for the procedure of the egla rufa. Umaridin aysel lenachal aysen, and they brought the Egla Rufa, the calf, to a Nachal Esan, which is literally the valley of Esan. What does that mean? V'Esan Kamashmai, and Esan is as it sounds. Kasha, it has to be hard. There's actually Mechalikas what this means. Some say the ground itself has to be hard ground that was never worked on. The Rambam seems to say it means it has to have a flowing stream, and Kasha means it's sort of a very hard current that's flowing through it. But in any event, it means something that's hard. Now, Afa Pishayna Esan, Kusher. Now, the Mishnah clarifies, it's only a mitzvah to do it in a valley that's considered very hard. You don't need it to be for the actual Egla Rufa. Any valley will do, but there's an additional mitzvah if it's actually a hard valley. The Arfin Isa B'Koyfitz Me'acharea. And they would take the calf, bring it down to the valley, and then they would decapitate it. They would cut off its head with a cleaver. Kupitz is sort of like a meat cleaver, and they do it from behind its neck. So unlike Shechita, which was done in the front of the neck, the Egla Rufa was done in the back of the neck. So they take the cleaver and decapitate the calf from the back of the neck. And that place where they did the Egla Rufa, that particular place, was usur to ever plant in it or to do any kind of work in it. So to sow or to plant, those things were usur in that place. This is based on the Pasuk. However, muta lisrek sham pishtan, it was muta to comb some flax there, ulanakir sham avanim, or to chisel stones. So the idea being only things that had to do with working the land, so planting and sowing and all that, that the Torah specified was usur. However, other kinds of work, like just combing flax, or processing flax or fibers, or preparing building materials, chiseling stones, those were still muta in that particular place.